Let us all rise to read responsively a portion of scripture from Amos chapter 5 verses 1 to 17. Amos chapter 5 verses 1 to 17, you may read from the screen or from your personal Bible. Amos 5, 1 to 17, and I shall begin verse 1. Hear ye this word which I take up against you, even a lamentation, O house of Israel. The virgin of Israel is fallen. She shall no more rise. She is forsaken upon her land. There is none to raise her up. For thus saith the Lord God, the city that went out by 1,000 shall leave 100, and that which went forth by 100 shall leave 10 to the house of Israel. For thus saith the Lord unto the house of Israel, seek ye me, and ye shall live. But seek not Bethel, nor enter into Gilgal, and pass not to Beersheba. For Gilgal shall surely go into captivity, and Bethel shall come to naught. Seek the Lord, and ye shall live, lest he break out like fire in the house of Joseph, and devour it, and there be none to quench it in Bethel. Ye who turn judgment to wormwood, and leave off righteousness in the earth, seek him that maketh the seven stars and Orion, and turneth the shadow of death into the morning, and maketh the day dark with night, that calleth for the waters of the sea, and poureth them out upon the face of the earth. The Lord is his name. That strengtheneth the spoiled against the strong, so that the spoiled shall come against the fortress. They that hate him that rebuke him in the gate, and they abhor him that speaketh uprightly. For as much therefore as your treading is upon the poor, and ye take from him burdens of wheat, ye have built houses of hewn stone, but ye shall not dwell in them. Ye have planted pleasant vineyards, but ye shall not drink wine of them. For I know your manifold transgressions and your mighty sins. They afflict the just, they take a bribe, and they turn aside the poor in the gate from their right. Therefore the prudent shall keep silence in that time, for it is an evil time. Seek good and not evil, that ye may live. And so the Lord, the God of hosts, shall be with you, as ye have spoken. Hate the evil and love the good, and establish judgment in the gates. It may be that the Lord God of hosts will be gracious unto the remnant of Joseph. Therefore the Lord, the God of hosts, the Lord saith thus, wailing shall be in all streets, and they shall say in all the highways, alas, alas. And they shall call the husbandmen to mourning, and such as are skillful of lamentation to wailing in unison. And all vineyards shall be wailing, and I will pass through thee, saith the Lord. May the Lord bless the reading of his inerrant and infallible word. Let us pray. Most gracious God, teach us your word, O Lord. With our lips have we declared all the judgments of our mouth. We rejoice in your testimonies as in all riches. Help us to meditate in your precepts and have respect unto your word. We will delight ourselves in your word, more than in necessary food. So grant us an appetite for your word this afternoon. Lead us in your pathway of spiritual health and life. Hear our sincere heart cry today, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Thank you. Please be seated. A young pastor was invited to speak at a conference at which there were multiple speakers. He was honored at the opportunity to speak and felt that this would be his first real break for recognition outside the confines of his own congregation. He was told by the conference planners that he was the sixth speaker. At the beginning of the conference, the auditorium was packed. During the course of the event, the crowds dwindled. And when it was his turn to speak, the auditorium was almost empty. There was only one man left. Nonetheless, the preacher had come to speak, and speak he did. At the conclusion of his speech, he walked down and thanked the man for staying throughout his speech and for coming to listen in the first place. The man replied, "I didn't come to hear you speak. I'm the final speaker." Two Presbyterian denominational executives were on the road together, speaking night after night at a great variety of churches, rural and metropolitan, small and large. One of the men gave the same speech night after night. The other man gave a different speech every night. After a while, he got tired of hearing the other man's repetitious speeches, repeated speeches, so he asked his colleague if he could go first that night. The other gladly acceded. The executive then proceeded to give the other man's speech, which he had heard so many times that he had memorized it, and sat down. Totally unabashed, his friend got up and gave a brand new speech that he had not used before. When the service was over, neither man mentioned to the other what had taken place. In fact, several days went by until finally the first man couldn't stand it any longer and asked, "Didn't it bother you that I got up and gave your repeated speech a few days ago?" His friend replied, "No, it didn't bother me at all. Actually, I'd given that speech at a church a few months ago." Amos gave three speeches, beginning with the command, "Hear." Last week, we have considered Amos' first two speeches, beginning at Amos chapter 3, verse 1, and chapter 4, verse 1, respectively. We have seen Roman numeral 1, "Hear," about the certainty of judgment. Hear about the certainty of judgment. We have also considered Roman numeral 2, "Hear about the reasons for judgment." Hear about the reasons for judgment. Today, we will study Amos' third speech, beginning at chapter 5, verse 1. Roman numeral 3, "Hear about the need for repentance." Hear about the need for repentance. And letter A, repent, because judgment is coming. Repent, because judgment is coming. This is in Amos chapter 5, verses 1 to 3. In this third "Hear ye" speech, Amos invited the people to hear his lament. Amos chapter 5, verse 1. A lament was a poem sung while in a funeral procession, and Amos constructed this one for Israel's funeral. Amos chapter 5, verse 2. Amos personified Israel as a virgin, young and a prime of life, but she would fall, and one would restore her. Amos chapter 5 verse 3 says, "For thus saith the Lord God, the city that went out by 1,000 shall leave 100, and that which went forth by 100 shall leave 10 to the house of Israel." So what percentage of Israel's soldiers will fall in battle? 90% would die. 90% would die. Letter B, repent because God desires it. Repent because God desires it. This is in Amos chapter 5, verses 4 to 15. And Amos chapter 5, verse 4 says, "For thus saith the Lord unto the house of Israel, seek ye me, and ye shall live." What simple invitation did God give to individuals living in Israel? If they sought Him, they would live. Israel's destruction by Assyria was certain, But God invited individuals to seek Him instead of the idols at Bethel, and Gilgal in Israel, Amos chapter 5 verse 4, or at Beersheba in southern Judah, Amos chapter 5 verse 5. Sir Michael Costa, the celebrated conductor, was holding a rehearsal. As the mighty chorus rang out, accompanied by hundreds of instruments, the piccolo player ceased playing, thinking perhaps that his contribution would not be missed amid so much music. Suddenly, the great leader stopped and cried out, "Where is the piccolo?" The small sound of that one instrument was necessary to the harmony, and the conductor's ear would not miss it. Similarly, the small cry of true repentance was necessary to live, and God's ear would not miss it. If the Israelites did not repent, God would break out like a fire against them. Amos chapter 5 verse 6, compare with Amos chapter 4 verse 11. God would break out like a fire against them, since they had distorted judgment, that is justice, and downplayed righteousness. Ye who turn judgment to wormwood and leave off righteousness in the earth, Amos chapter 5 verse 7. God would invariably accomplish His will concerning Israel. None could thwart Him. His power is so great that He created the stellar heavens, controls the sequence of night and day, and regulates weather patterns, Amos chapter 5 verse 8. Neither the strong man nor his strong fortress could withstand God's strong destruction, Amos chapter 5 verse 9. The Israelites deserved to be plundered, spoiled in verse 9, since they hated those who rebuked them in the gate where court sessions were held, Amos chapter 5 verse 10. They burdened the poor with excessive rent payments of wheat and used their ill-gotten gains to buy houses of hewn stone and pleasant vineyards, Amos chapter 5 verse 11. Bribery proliferated. Poor people were denied court justice, and even prudent people refused to speak up for the poor. Amos chapter 5 verses 12 to 13. Still, Amos summoned people to repentance in Amos chapter 5 verses 14 to 15. Amos chapter 5 verse 14 says, "Seek good and not evil, that ye may live, and so the Lord, the God of hosts, shall be with you as ye have spoken." What did God promise to those who repented? What did God promise? His presence with them. God called on Israel to hate evil and love good, Amos chapter 5 verse 15. If they did, then perhaps Assyria would spare some in the land. When God will pass through Israel in judgment, there will be wailing in the city streets, in the country highways, and in the vineyards, Amos chapter 5, verses 16 to 17. Farmers, that is husbandmen, in verse 16, and professional mourners would mourn. Let us see. Woe to those who worship in hypocrisy. Woe to those who worship in hypocrisy. By the way, do you know what the word woman means? Do you know what the word woman means? Woman means woe to man. Just kidding. Following the two reasons for repenting, because judgment is coming, and because God desires it, Following the two reasons for repenting, Amos began with his first woe in Amos chapter 5, verse 18. Amos chapter 5, verses 18 to 27 reads, "Woe unto you that desire the day of the Lord! To what end is it for you? The day of the Lord is darkness and not light. As if a man did flee from a lion and a bear met him, or went into the house and leaned his hand on the wall, and a serpent bit him. Shall not the day of the Lord be darkness and not light? Even very dark and no brightness in it? I despise your feast days, and I will not smell in your solemn assemblies. Though ye offer me burnt offerings and your meat offerings, I will not accept them, neither will I regard the peace offerings of your fat beasts. Take thou away from me the noise of thy songs, for I will not hear the melody of thy viols. But let judgment run down as waters, and righteousness as a mighty stream. Have ye offered unto me sacrifices and offerings in the wilderness 40 years, O house of Israel? But ye have borne the tabernacle of your Moloch, and Kayun, your images, the star of your God, which you made to yourselves. Therefore will I cause you to go into captivity beyond Damascus, saith the Lord, whose name is the God of hosts." So Amos began with his first woe in Amos chapter 5, verse 18. A word often associated with funerals. See also 1 Kings chapter 13, verse 30, where it is translated, "Alas." According to popular Israelite theology, the future day of the Lord would be a time of great blessing. Therefore, the people desired it, but this only further proved their spiritual blindness. Amos explained that the day of the Lord would also be a dark time of inevitable judgment. Amos chapter 5 verses 18 and 20. And Amos chapter 5 verse 19 says, "As if a man did flee from a lion, and a bear met him, or went into the house and leaned his hand on the wall, and a serpent bit him." Here is a word picture of God's judgment. God's judgment will be like a man fleeing from a lion, only to be met by a bear. A man fleeing from a lion, only to be met by a bear. Or running into his house, only to be bit by a serpent. God despises mere outward conformity to his standards. He hated their feast days, the smell of their solemn assemblies, and all of their sacrifices. Amos chapter 5 verses 21 to 22. Moreover, Amos chapter 5 verse 23 says, "Take thou away from me the noise of thy songs, for I will not hear the melody of thy viols." What would God not do for Israel, a people who refuse to listen to and obey God? God refused to listen to their shallow, heartless songs. God desired justice and righteousness to cascade like streams down a mountain. Amos chapter 5 verse 24. Throughout its history, the nation had offered plenty of sacrifices, but often not to God. Even when Moses was their leader, they sacrificed to the golden calf and to other false gods while in the wilderness. Amos chapter 5 verse 25. And after their wilderness wanderings, they continued to worship images that they themselves had made and had carried about. Amos 5:26. For this reason, God would exile his people beyond Damascus into the realm of Assyria. Amos 5:27. But that is not all. Amos continued with a second woe. Letter D, woe to those who live in excess. Woe to those who live in excess. So, what does the word woman mean again? Wrong. Woman means wooed by man. Woman. Amos chapter 6 verses 1 to 14 reads, woe to them that are east in Zion and trust in the mountain of Samaria, which are named chief of the nations, to whom the house of Israel came. Pass ye into Calna and see, and from thence go ye to Hamath the great. Then go down to Gath of the Philistines. Be they better than these kingdoms, or their border greater than your border? Ye that put far away the evil day, and cause the seed of violence to come near, that lie upon beds of ivory, and stretch themselves upon their couches, and eat the lambs out of the flock, and the calves out of the midst of the stall, that chant to the sound of the viol, and invent to themselves instruments of music like David, that drink wine in bowls and anoint themselves with the chief ointments, but they are not grieved for the affliction of Joseph. Therefore now shall they go captive with the first that go captive, and the banquet of them that stretch themselves shall be removed. The Lord God has sworn by himself, saith the Lord, the God of hosts. I abhor the excellency of Jacob, and hate his palaces. Therefore will I deliver up the city with all that is therein. And it shall come to pass, if there remain 10 men in one house, that they shall die. And a man's uncle shall take him up, and he that burneth him, to bring out the bones out of the house, and shall say unto him that is by the sides of the house, is there yet any with thee? And he shall say, no. Then shall he say, hold thy tongue, for we may not make mention of the name of the Lord. For behold, the Lord commandeth, and he will smite the great house with breaches, and the little house with clefts. Shall horses run upon the rock? Will one plow there with oxen? For ye have turned judgment into gall, and the fruit of righteousness into hemlock. Ye which rejoice in the thing of naught, which say, have we not taken to us horns by our own strength? But, behold, I will raise up against you a nation, O house of Israel, saith the Lord, the God of hosts, and they shall afflict you from the entering in of Hamath unto the river of the wilderness. So Amos directed his second war to Zion, or Jerusalem, and to Samaria, Amos chapter 6, verse 1. Since these cities were the capital cities of Judah and Israel, respectively, the leading citizens of both countries came to them. Amos invited these high society people to learn from the destruction of other great cities. Amos chapter 6 verse 2. The rich enjoyed the comforts of fancy beds and couches, the taste of lamb and veal, and the sound of music. Amos chapter 6 verses 4 to 5. They had wine to drink by the bowlful and the very best ointments. But they did not grieve over the coming afflictions of judgment. Amos chapter 6 verse 6. For this reason, those who once had banqueted would be exiled first. Amos 6 7. God abhorred Israel's pride. Excellency in verse 8. and would destroy Samaria, including the palaces. Verse 8 again. If 10 men survived the siege and hid in a house, they would still die. Amos chapter 6 verse 9. Because the invaders would destroy the houses and kill their inhabitants. Amos chapter 6 verse 11. Amos described a scene where a relative would enter a house to bring out the corpses in order to burn them. Amos chapter 6 verse 10. Finding a survivor, the relative would ask if there were any others, and his answer would be no. The relative would then beg the survivor not to mention the Lord's name, fearing that the Lord would turn his attention upon the two of them and destroy them also. It would be unthinkable for horses to run on rocks or oxen to plow rocks. But Israel had performed the unthinkable by twisting justice and righteousness into poison and bitterness. Amos chapter 6 verse 12. The people were smugly secure in their recent military successes under Jeroboam the second. Amos chapter 6 verse 13. Compare with 2 Kings chapter 14 verse 25. The people were smugly secure in their recent military successes under Jeroboam the second. But God would surprise them with the invading Assyrians. Amos chapter 6 verse 14. The Assyrians would assail Israel from the north to the south, that is from Hamath to the river of the wilderness. Verse 14. And this would prove a complete reversal of the territorial expansion under Jeroboam the second. Hear about the need for repentance. Even so today, the Word of God calls out for God's people to repent from lives of callousness and disinterest. He calls us back to a greater sense of dedication and obedience in these final days. Might we hear His call? It is the goodness of God that brings us to repentance. Romans chapter 2 verse 4 says, despisest thou the riches of His goodness and forbearance and longsuffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance? God deals with us in many ways, in many, many ways, to bring us to a place of obedience. However, when God's goodness fails to produce repentance, then He brings chastisement. While no one enjoys being chastened, it is for the good of those who have wandered from God. And ultimately, it yields the fruit of righteousness in those who respond to that chastening. Hebrews chapter 12. Verses 7 to 11. Read that for yourselves. As God's people, we should be reminded that if we judge ourselves and confess our sin, we are forgiven. Again, see for yourselves 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 31 to 32. But when we reject God's provision for repentance and forgiveness, there is nothing left but chastisement, lost blessing, and heartache. So may God find us sensitive and obedient to His voice in order that He might bless us. Let's pray.